Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, where I teach beginners the skills they need to get their first software development job building Windows and web apps at the world's best companies as quickly as possible. So in this app, we're going to talk about animation, animating the various properties of the controls on our pages. And we're going to keep it very simple. Originally, this idea was going to translate into the project we're going to begin building in the next lesson. However, it didn't make the cut. I didn't really need animation, as it turned out. But I wanted to cover this topic, at least at the very basics of it. You'll probably need to go on after this lesson to learn more on MSDN or on Channel 9 about animation inside of your phone or Windows apps. However, this should get you started. We're going to learn about animation using declarative XAML and animation using C Sharp. And if you take a look at the Windows Phone 8 for Absolute Beginner series, what I did about a year ago with Clint Rutkiss, we used animation to animate the images as we were pulling them down from Flickr. And so that we discussed there the reasons why in some cases you might need to take a pure C-sharp approach versus a pure XAML approach, but I'm going to show both of them in this video and then let you choose which one you want to use for your specific purpose. But let's go ahead and get started by creating a new project called Working with Animation. And on our main page, I'm going to create a stack panel. And one of the things we're going to need to work with, we're going to begin by fading in and fading out a image. And so we're going to need to pull the familiar snowy.png image. You should be able to retrieve this from the assets folder of the lesson number 28, I think we're on, whatever this lesson is. In that folder, there should be a snowy PNG, and I'll go ahead and bring in the sunny PNG as well. We'll use both of these, and we'll simply start by adding that image to our stack panel here. All right, you can see that I've set the opacity of that image to zero to begin with. So we'll start at zero and we'll move to one over the course of 2 seconds using an animation. We'll get to that in just a moment. To kick off that animation, we're gonna click a button. So let's add a button to our stack panel. And so when somebody clicks the button, we wanna kick off the animation. Now, animations are created inside of storyboards. And a storyboard is actually a collection of animations that all happen at the same time. And so the idea is that some event happens in your app, user clicks something, drags something, hovers over something, and then you fire off a storyboard in response to that in the event handler for that given element. A storyboard can contain multiple animations. So you can change, for example, the size, the opacity, the color, just pretty much any of the attributes of other given elements on the page based on, you know, firing off a storyboard. So let's go ahead and create a storyboard. We're actually going to create it as a resource. So stackpanel.resources. So here are the resources that'll be available to all the children of the stack panel. We'll create inside of there a storyboard. And we'll give it a name. And we'll create a show storyboard. And then, tell you what, while I'm here, I'll just copy this. And I'll create a hide storyboard as well. So inside of the show storyboard, we want to take this opacity property and turn it from 0 to 1. And we wanted to make that transition from 0.0, 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, all the way to 1.0 over the course of 2 seconds. All right, so 0 will make it completely hidden, 1 will make it completely visible. And so to do that, we're going to need a special type of animation called a double animation. So let me just paste in the double animation that I've already created here, just to kind of show you the parts of an animation. Let me move this out of the way. All right, so there's, as you can see, several different parts to this. There is the target name. So what are we targeting? We're targeting another control inside of our storyboard called animated image. So it's this image control right here. You can see that not only are we targeting this element, but also this property of the element, the opacity property, which is currently set to 0. So we want to go from 0 to 1 over the course of 0 hours, 0 minutes, and 2 seconds. Okay? Now, to get this to work, I want it to kick off this storyboard whenever the user clicks the animate button. So I'm going to go to the click event handler, and we will do show storyboard dot begin, like so. All right, so let's go ahead and run the app. And I'll click the animate button, and slowly our snowy.png appears. All right, let's improve this example to create the opposite storyboard. So in this case, we're going to hide. So we're going to affect the same element and the same properties. This time we're going to go from 1 to 0 over the course of 2 seconds. All right, we're still going to work with the animated image. We're still going to work with the opacity property of that animated image control, but we're going to change from 1 to 0 over the course of 2 seconds. All right. Furthermore, whenever we work inside of our main page.xaml, in this case, we're going to need to use the same button. I'm going to just do this animated image.opacity. So if it's 0, then show the storyboard, otherwise begin the hide storyboard, like so. And so when we call this, obviously everything inside of here, all the animations that have been set will be executed then. Let's go ahead and run it. All right, now that it's the opacity is 1, we should be able to click it a second time and it disappears. Great. All right, so the moral of the story is that storyboards can contain one or more animations. There are different types of animations for things like changing the background colors or just, you know, the brushes, animating brushes. The word double in this case indicates the values that we're animating. So from 1.0 to 0.0 would be more appropriate. Okay. And we just have to say what elements are we targeting and the property of those elements, and then how long we want, in this case for double animation, how long we want it to run. In the case of other types of animations, we would have to give it positions, colors, things of that nature, depending on the type of animation. All right, so now let's go do a C# example of this idea. And what I want to do this time, and let me just comment out all of this, comment that out as well. And in this case, what I want to do is whenever the image is opened, I want to fire off this event. All right, so let's go here. And what I'll do then is programmatically set in my button click event, I'm going to set the source for my animated image control. All right. So let me add in the windows.ui.xaml.media.imaging namespace for the bitmap image. So whenever we load up a new image into our animated image control, this image opened event will fire. And when that fires, at that point, what we'll do is create a new storyboard programmatically. I'm going to add the using windows.ui.xaml.media.imaging dot animation. All right, so we'll create a new storyboard. We'll create a double animation, and then we'll call storyboard.setTarget, passing in the animation type and the control that we want to target, as well as the double animation and the property that we want to target. We'll add the double animation to the children of the storyboard and then tell the storyboard to begin. All right. So let's see. So in other words, button click will load up a new image into our image control. And when that happens, this image opened event will fire, and it'll say, before you actually open it, let's create a storyboard with a single double animation to set the opacity to 1, all right, and then kick off that storyboard. Oh, and one last modification here. I'm going to remove the source from the image this time. Otherwise, it'll just animate whenever it starts. All right, so now I'm going to click the animate button, and our sunny.png appears. All right, and so you can see that we're creating the storyboard on an ad hoc basis whenever a new image has been loaded into our image control. All right, and like I said, these are two very simple examples of animation. However, that should get you at least some basis and understanding of what animations are, how they're associated with storyboards, how to kick off a storyboard with the begin. There's also an end where you can stop it prematurely and so on. All right, so that's all I wanted to say about animations. There's a lot more to learn there, very deep topic, but we're going to move on now to our final lesson, which is creating our map notes exercise. So we'll see you there. Thank you.